Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. Welcome to another edition of Monstrous Radio, where you can hear the hottest independent music in the world, and a couple remixes play. So, what we do around here is, we do interviews, play the hottest music, and we show got the hottest host.
Yeah.
So, let's go ahead and get into it. So go on, kick back, get you a drink, do what you do,
yeah,
and enjoy the show.
Let go.
Hey.
It's Friday Night Live, so let's just go ahead and jump into it with a remix. Jaden Smith,
yes.
Nicky Jam.
Jam,
and Will Smith.
Spanish remix.
All right, time. Remix.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yo, Tiger. Yo, Jaden. Woo! Yeah. Hit it.
En el business, y yo sé que muchos no lo entienden, porque Nicky tiene lo que tiene. ¿Cuáles son los duros? Dime quiénes. Tú te haces loco, te conviene. Y los envidiosos no me quieren, porque tengo lo que ellos no tienen. Saludos a los haters que son fieles. Saludos a los haters que son fieles.
I am just an icon living.
I'm not a Mayan, I'm a menace. It's wild, you can lie like a professor. I don't got the time to put you on a stretcher. I am here and I'm still flexing. I am just an icon living. Saw the record label, Miss Fitch just did it. Whoa, I'm high snob, give her 5 minutes. Whoa, we are so hot in the business.
No le tengo miedo a ningún venenoso. Bendecido con el todopoderoso. Le metimos con un ritmo escandaloso. Ya no estamos en la calle ni estamos vendiendo gozo.
Y con los
suéltame el vino de trozo. El duro en el tino soy mentiroso. Pa' todos los envidiosos, pa' todos los resentidos y rencorosos. Yo sé que en el fondo usted está muy orgulloso.
Look, we don't know no one like you. Go grills and you dance like Michael. No eyes, misfits, no typos. Look, wait, we just wanna make you go psycho. Put $100,000 in the Bible. I took the game with my eyes closed. Last verse was before the award show. Icon tatted on my torso. Me and Moy dipping in the porso. What? I ain't even taking on torso. What? Your shit is fire, I'm more so. What? Young Jaden dying on the floor, so what? She broke my heart to the core, so what? I guess we all gotta grow.
Boy, you know why you was an icon living? You was born from an icon living. Messed around, married me, an icon living. Tequila, then we made some icon children. You was raised in an icon village. Worked hard and raised the icon ceiling. One day I'ma hand you all the icon billing and bounce. I'ma be an icon chillin'. Un ícono que siempre se colazo. Por eso con el éxito mi caso. No quiero que me hables de fracaso. Tú ponme lo que quieras que yo arraso.
I'm just an icon living. Start a record label, Miss Fish just did it. Whoa. Interview, cover 5 minutes. Whoa. We are too hot in the business. Whoa. I'm going straight to the top with the crew. We should just chill and maybe take it slow. But we get up there with nowhere to go. And we can chill and just look at the view. Woo. Damn. Load a yellow rose into a rifle. Ooh. Me and Nicky about to go psycho.
Psycho.
Put $100,000 in the Bible.
Bible.
Damn. Wait. Goatee dance like Michael. Michael. Man, this nigga on like a light bulb. Light bulb. Oh, we're out of Cuddy in a Tyco.
Damn.
About to make a movie independent. Ooh. Need new trust independent. Ooh. I need you to listen to the vision. Ooh. All your verses sound like dirty dishes. I'm about to clean them in the kitchen. Ooh. And we making money by the minute. Ooh. I'm about to do a way different. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living. Icon living. I am just an icon living.
I am just an icon living.
Yeah, Friday Night Live, Monstrous Radio, and Icon Living on online radio with The Roar, and it is a Friday Night Live. So, all right, let's go ahead and get into our show. I'm just DJ E Monster. You can look me up wherever you need to look me up. Google me, do what you got to do. Just remember, you put an E-M-O-N-S-T-A at the end, because you put an ER, you're going to find a whole nother cat you're not looking for. You dig? So, all right, look me up, but also look up Miss Unbelievable. So, all right, let's go over and say what's up with her. What's good, Miss Unbelievable? How you feeling on this chilly Friday night?
You know, I'm feeling fabulous. Like, I'm feeling fabulous, looking fabulous, doing fabulous. Like, it's just, I'm just saying, it's just amazing.
Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. Okay. Seeing that you're fabulously monstrous tonight, that's what's up. That's
yes.
What's up.
And if y'all try to look for me, y'all got to make sure y'all put the, it's Miss Unbelievable with the E at the bottom. So it's Miss Unbelievable E. So you got to do two E's if you're trying to look me up. It's Miss Unbelievable E. Two E's.
Okay. So, all right. So let's see. We got some things for y'all tonight. We're definitely trying to find out what's going on. What's going on in y'all neck of the woods? Everybody's trying to get out and party. Ain't nobody trying to be in the house. People starting to get cabin fever already. So if you've got something going on, either hit us up on the Monstars page or call us up. Let us know what's going on, and definitely we'll put it out there. So let's see, anything else we got going on tonight that we got to get into? I don't even know what type of music I'm going to spend tonight, but I'm going to figure it out. But let's see, what else we got for the people tonight?
You know, we always got our Monstars Radio weather report. We got some who's bumping who, who's getting fat. And, you know, we may do some Would You Rather tonight, and then we're going to tell the people what they need to dress with in this cold little weather and our little fashion tips and just whatever else that we think they need to do, you know, on this Friday night, keeping it live, keeping it fresh, and keeping it monster-ass.
Okay. So that's what we got for y'all. So stick with us, kick back, relax, get you a drink. Some of y'all getting ready to go out and kick it, dust off the mirror. I don't know. I'm trying to find something slick to say. I couldn't come up with nothing. But we're gonna get into some hot new music.
You tried.
Check it out this right here.
You tried it.
I tried. Hey, don't judge me. All I can do is ask you to pray for me. So check it out. This is Manolo Rose. This is called I Get Money. Monstars Radio on a Friday night. Let's see what he on.
Hey, rock a ball, baby.
Yes, Lord, Manolo Rose. I see you out there shining, baby. The S550 with the gold BBs. No, he didn't do the gold BBs. I see you with your Prudy New Walls out there tearing up the West Side Highway, motivating and percolating and putting on for the shit. I heard you betting on the Knicks. If it's five, make it 10.
Blue strip honey, big face honey, little face honey, big game honey, nick game front, fur on drag, bitches on the ass, cop 1-2, father make it 2, bitches on the go, bulls on the loose, oh you don't believe, wrist game proof, watch face blue, I get money nigga, I get money, I get money nigga, I get money, I get money, everything funny, you ain't talking about the money, everything funny, you ain't talking about the money, keep the wheels with the feet. Big bank stopper, fifth half shopper, 10-pound lobster, eating like a mobster, his drapes on the window, 100K for the whip, swerving all the potholes. I get money, we get money,
hold on, 20,000 is something, 20,000 is what I'm about to say.
Take a shot. Still hustling at 5 in the morning. These retro joints, they never walked a mile in them. Knowing no matter what they say, heavy to head. Who said shit will be simple? To get rich or stay out the trunks of Lincoln Continental. Remember, battle again by applying fundamental. In these streets, you either eat or become dinner. Ain't shit to win when you already got it all. But go from having no options to buying mansions beside
you
your shit.
You don't know the risk if you ain't carried the way. If you ain't never been down a road that wasn't already paved. Some shit I don't remember. It's some I'll never forget. Ain't nobody give me nothing. Ain't nobody tell me shit.
Okay.
Big old
dream. Overcame the odd, did I think? Now I can't nobody tell me a bitch ass thing. Cause there wasn't nobody around when there was me and the squad. Trapping in the shadow, selling crack in the dark. With push points and wonder sometimes did it matter to God. That I didn't have no hot water and my stomach was growling. Learned to think outside the box to watch the niggas around me. And being stupid that I had your ass in the county. And being dumb or get shot, boy. Pay close attention when niggas run in your spot. Ready for you to die. That's why you better have your head on a swivel and your antennas up. Fuck the rocket, killed by a police the way you reaching, bruh. When the odds stacked up against you with nothing venture, nothing gain. Gotta do more to sin and complain. Every hour my mate was a prop for pain. You really think you ain't gonna change coming far as I can? Come on.
You don't know the risk if you ain't carried the way. If you ain't never been down a road that wasn't already paid. Some shit I don't remember. It's some I'll never forget. Ain't nobody give me nothing.
Change of a lifestyle, from jumping to turnstile. Refuse to pipe down, this shit we will burn down. Distractions everywhere, some shit you just gotta turn down. And ain't no freebies in this shit, you get what you earn now. Yeah, you live and you learn, but you reap what you sow. And your intention ain't what you'll be held accountable for. It's your actions, it don't matter what you do for yourself. If every time somebody calling you and you ain't no help, that ain't no king shit. All the stuff you buying, it don't mean shit. On some bullshit stuff, seen shit, cause she ain't seen shit. Calling me an activist, some but on it by accident. You can see I'm passionate, but not a politician, though. On IG, I'm killing it, fashion shit I be dripping with. Ralph Simmons, trench coat, camel turtleneck. Heidi, I get 3-piece pinstripe with the collar bar. Roll gold cufflink, same at the Audemars. Hey, back against the wall, would you risk it all? I figure if I could get me some, I can get it all. Started with a bankroll, small as a tennis ball. Now in my city, I'm biggest pocket, biggest small. God with me, whom shall I feel? Man, no more begging folks for shit, we ought to get ourselves. And just so I'm clear, what it took to get here, you got no idea, for real.
You don't know the risk if you ain't carried the way. If you ain't never been down a road that wasn't already paid. Some shit I don't remember. It's some I'll never forget. Ain't nobody give me nothing. Ain't nobody tell me shit. Big old drip. Big old drip. Big old drip.
Yeah, Friday Night Live.
Yeah. Big old.
Online radio, what a rock. So, all right, let's get into part of our show, a segment called the Monstrous Radio Weather Report with Miss Unbelievable. She goes around the world to some of our monstrous spots and tell y'all what's the weather like. And guess what, y'all? We might hit a spot near you. I doubt it, but we still might hit a spot near you. So, all right, let's get into it. What we got for our Monstrous Radio Weather Report tonight, Mama? Hello.
Okay, well, see, it's really not that cold here in Minnesota. It's 42, because remember yesterday it was 23. So we 20 degrees higher, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's rising.
It's
and I'm telling
up.
You, London at this
up.
Time of night is 70. Go, London. Be 6.
Okay.
Atlanta is not raining, so that's good. It's 72. New York, ooh. They cold. They 59. Dallas is 59. San Juan is 86 with light rain. Phoenix is 80. Okay. Los Angeles is 77. And Kansas City is 48. So, I mean, this is that boo-boo weather for real. Get your boo, grab a blanket, and just Netflix it.
Right,
Hulu.
Right. Whatever you got, DVR,
whatever you got,
PlayStation,
stick.
Whatever it is,
whatever
right,
it
right,
is,
right,
grab you some pizza, some beer, some wine, some weed, and a nice comfy pillows in bed. Yeah, baby. You got a good Friday night.
Right, right, right. Yeah. But I do want to say it was a beautiful day here in Minnesota. It started out a little gloomy, but around noon, the sun popped out, and it just changed everybody's attitude. Boy, before that sun popped out, everybody was like, nah, 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 nah. Man, that sun popped out. Hey, what's going on? What you gonna do this weekend? Boo, boo, boo. So it was beautiful today. That means cold, beautiful, but cold. You dig? Beautiful. Yeah, I made up my new word.
But
beautiful.
I love that beautiful because it was raining all for like 2 weeks straight. It was just raining. It was just so gloomy and. I mean, it was just, I mean, when it rained that much, you just be like, come on, I love the rain, but come on, it feel like I'm about to just drown.
Right. Okay. So, let's see, what else we got coming up tonight? What else we going to talk about tonight?
Okay, so we're going to talk about outfits. For this type of weather, because as you see, like everywhere around the world that we do for Monsters Radio, it was kind of cold, but yet kind of warm in some spots. What do you wear? Like, you know, with this bipolar weather, like, what do you wear to stay warm? But what do you wear that, you know, you hot? You know what I'm saying? Too hot. You know what I'm saying?
That's a damn good question.
And what do you want to do? Because some people get, you know, sad, depressed, you know what I'm saying, in this type of weather. How do you keep your spirits high? And then, you know, what you rather? What would you rather do in this type of weather? We could do. And then who's bumping who? Who's getting fat? I'm just saying. Just a few. Just to name a few. And where y'all going tonight? Because I'm trying to slide through.
Right. Pull up. Get it. Okay, so we're going to see what's going on. Let's see. Matter of fact, I'm about to drop this track on y'all called Legal Money. I got two tracks to run, and then we're going to come back and see what else Miss Unbelievable got going on a Friday Night Live. So, all right, y'all. Let's get into it. Remember, everybody don't trap. Huh.
Tell them where they can reach us at, though.
424-243-9649. We're not opening up the line, though. We just going to let y'all listen in. Not tonight. Get in.
Yeah, I hustle day by day.
We
take love. Money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap. That's all I got to say. Everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at. Everybody don't trap. Right around town when I'm down, blowing stress out. Bust a blunt, save a split, throw the rest out. No speed, no care, fuck a seatbelt. Turning up the street till my dad light blink. Niggas don't like me cause I don't bling. But the hell with the shiny shit, money is insane. Listen, I think I'm like, I know my circle not perfect. Even frame Lucas, no attention not worth it. Showing up for people like working in a circus. So I dress with a purpose like a soldier in a service. If you're doing numbers with the squares like a domino. Breaking bricks, getting money like a Mario. Next move, keep it to yourself. They don't need to know it. And if they hate selling this, can't stop the money flow, bitch. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Lawyer to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Lawyer to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Take money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Everybody got mouths to feed. I make it work from a check every 2 weeks. Every double bag you see ain't money and weed. I work hard, play harder than an athlete. Second pay vacays on multiple days. And I travel anywhere except out of space. Looking better than the rest, I feel out of place. Never worry about the bitches that be all in my face. Fuck a dot in the pills they pop. Grind on my mind, legal money don't stop. Never worry about a setup under fans that plot. Only time I hustle back was just a couple wide out. Run around. You can tell I got money from the Bozy Big. All I do is invest in expensive trips. Watch a game when the Yankees play in the Bronx. Getting paid on the day, all living it up. Grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to shine. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got me seeing better days. Legal money got me living out my dreams. And I grind hard during hard times with my head up like I'm about to drown. Loyal to the ones grinding with me, cause what goes around, nigga, comes around. Legal money got my family eating good. Legal money got us living out the hood. Legal money got us seeing better days. Legal money got us living out a dream. Yeah, I hustle day by day. Make money, make money, bills get paid. I don't give a damn if you clean all the way. Everybody don't trap, that's all I gotta say. Everybody don't trap, everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Everybody don't trap. Legal money where I'm at, everybody don't trap. Yeah, I hustle day by day.
Yeah.
Look for all you 9-to-5ers out there. Got your money this week. I see you shining. I see you over there winning. But all right, up next, I got something for, I guess you hustlers. This is 44 Rock. This is called Luxury Tax. It's the clean version. Hey, it is what it is. Don't judge me. Pray for me.
Yeah. My mama in the studio.
Monstrous Radio, online radio with the roar, with the underground artists are above ground and they making
quake. Would you tax me if I put up with the band though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
And I let the lady know that I ain't really in Atlanta. Just give me your number so maybe we can try to stay in touch. I gotta go get my bands up, wrap it up in rubber band stuff. Bro came with the lean so much, bro came in so clutch. Tax 10, daddy, I had to do it again. Pay, if they ask you where I been, say been in corners in the bin, say. When the gas look empty, decide to hop inside a Bentley. Two F's like Fendi, trust that's coming through the chimney. Yeah, mask on, put your mask on, hey. Mask on, put your mask on, ayy. Keep a mask like Jason, keep the gas at the station, keep a stash in the basement. Free my brothers out the cages, cause they deserve what they.
Would you tax me if I put up with a band though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
Take a chance, made a champion. Shawty before you leave. Have a seat with me, please. She done make it smile. Made me wanna say cheese. Gotta get on the road, king. Get to the cheese. Know how I feel, ay. I never wanna leave ya. I never slip neither. Like I always got on cleats. And you gon' wanna pay the price for me, but best believe it ain't cheap. I know you saying that you're tired of me, but baby, please don't sleep on me. I just want you on my bed with me, so you can rub in and sleep on me.
I be loving when I'm getting to this cream. Would you tax me if I put up with a band though? Would you tax me for the peas in the band though? Would you tax me if I came up with a plan in my head? Tax me if I took all of the chances. Would you tax me? Would you tax me?
right, check it out. Before we bring it back, man, fuck that. Let's turn it up just a little bit. It's Friday night. Ain't nobody trying to be down. It's a remix, though. This is G-Eazy, A$AP Rocky, and Cardi B. It's the No Limit Mr. College Park remix. DJ E-Monster, Miss Unbelievable, on a Friday night, and we about to get live. I hope y'all's monstrous. You ready?
Piper. If I hit it 2 times, then I like her. If I fuck 3 times, I'm a wiper. If I stay for the black or the white, in a row, y'all bitch coming over. Told that bitch to kick rock, she act like it's a boulder. Ayy, worry, shopping, that means popping, always popping, hella popping. She's a popper, homie, popping, ain't no stopping. Album shopping, got the city on fire. Bitch lying on me like she tired. I'ma have to fuck around and call Kamaya. Hoes burn up the pot, I'm a liar. And yeah, hit it one time, I'm a piper.
Minneapolis, Minnesota. This is how we do it. Am I right? This is how we do it, right?
This is how we do it.
So, don't forget, you guys can book the Monstrous Radio crew to come and host an event near you. I might even get on the ones and twos, but we could talk about that later. Hit us up at monsterusradio@gmail.com and put in hosting, and we'll get right back at you. So let's see what we got coming up now. Well, we got the who's bumping who, who's getting fat. Is that where we're at with this part of the show? Hello.
That's where we at. But there's only a few tonight because I'm digging this groove with this music. So we ain't gonna be doing that much talking tonight because DJ, you laying it down for us tonight. I'm just saying, you's doing the damn thing tonight. So we're going to keep this groove going with just a few of these bad boys because, man, I can't wait to see what you got playing next.
Okay.
You got my hips going. Like, hey, got that. When you get them hips and them shoulders, hey. Woo, okay. So privilege beats pudding. Sexual assault charge against Harvey Weinstein dismissed. Harvey Weinstein had a little bit of luck and a lot of white privilege on his side Thursday morning when a New York judge dismissed one of the six assault charges against him. That's all I got to
say. That's all I got to say. I mean, I don't know much about much of the story, so I can't say what would be privileged and what would not. You know what I mean? Because I'm not of those that are considered to be the privileged. but I don't know if it's privileged as much as having money. You know what I mean? I mean, I don't know if that's the same thing because some people don't have much money and still experience the ideal of privileged treatment. But I think he may just have a lot, so much money that his lawyers will crack the hole in any walnut. You know what I mean? There's not much you can do with all that money that Weinstein has. It's kind of hard to fight him. You know what I mean? Imagine how much money you have to have. I'm pretty sure somebody's probably taking some of these cases on pro bono, but still, at the same time, court fees have to be paid. You know, a lot of things go into transaction for that, and his lawyers mm-hmm. are going to be A1. Every lawyer is going to be in. I tell people this right here. A lot of lawyers, good lawyers, look for the most complicated shit to get somebody out of to build their reputation on. So any lawyer that's in that field is running to Weinstein talking about, let me handle this case for you. I can get you out of it. You know what I mean? So
yeah,
I don't know.
But on this, you know, Bill Cosby was trying to buy CBS, so he had some money, too. I think what happened here is that white privilege right now. It is. Because the Bills, none of Bill's cases got dropped. But it doesn't mean that he's not going to still get some time or you know, whatever, because there's mm-hmm. still six other ones against him. But whenever one starts dropping, usually that means they all going to start dropping, which is, to me, he hasn't done anything different than what Bill has done. These ladies has come and said he's assaulted them. Theirs is proven even more, like almost equal to Bill's. And so for a judge, probably, you know, white privilege as well, says, okay, I'm going to take one away. That's just a setup to me for everything else, because they didn't take none of Bill's away. And some of them admitted that they lied. You see what I'm saying? So
mm-hmm.
I don't think it's more or less of how much money it is. I think it's more or less where people's morals are and how, you know, a lot of things are still white, black stuff. It really is.
Right.
It's still there.
Right.
All
well,
right.
I think, hold on, I got a little bit
go
more
ahead.
For you. I got a little bit more
uh-huh,
for
go
you.
Ahead, go ahead.
Honestly,
mm-hmm.
I think these two guys would be a great example of, in my opinion, you guys can tell us how you feel about it. Let us know if we're wrong. We can talk about it all week, next week if you want. But they had, as they call it, white privilege. O.J. Simpson and Bill Cosby. You dig? That's why O.J. used to come out, or he came out a long time ago. O.J. came out and said, I'm not black, I'm O.J.
Right.
You dig? They had preferential treatment. Because look at it. How many years it had went by that we'll just say, hypothetically, if Bill Cosby did do that, that they hit it. They let
right.
it slide. They let him get around
mm-hmm.
it. That's privilege. You know what I mean? Now, I think the main thing with Bill Cosby right now is, I think I'm starting to become a believer in the whole, they're after him for the NBC thing. You dig? I'm starting to become a firm believer in that. Their main thing, I don't think it was had anything much to do with about Bill going to jail. I think it's about them taking that leader, that powerful figure that they cannot knock down, that they couldn't before knock down, and on anything, he was way too intelligent for that. They couldn't knock him down. They want to put on his legacy that he's a pedophile. That's
right.
their main goal. Put on his legacy that he is a pedophile. Now they tame him forever. No matter what, it's going to be Bill Cosby, the pedophile. But that's always going to be in people's mind. Or not pedophile, but, you know, rapist. Sorry. I apologize to you pedophiles. But the rapist out there. You know what I mean? That's the main thing they want on his name. In my opinion. But okay. You but know, that's all I got.
I do agree with you that, you know, Bill Cosby and O.J. Simpson had the, you know, the past, you know, the white person's past. But I still think that they kind of did their own self in thinking that they had the past without remembering that they black. And you may have the past for now, but that don't mean you're going to have that past forever. So they forgot, you know, their skin color still made a difference no matter how much you was white power and you know, getting the card. And it's almost going to be like the same thing for Kanye West. He's all up on Trump's behind and, you know, getting the white, you know, getting the pass. But we all know he may have something up underneath his belt that they're going to expose when he try to do something as well. So we got to remember, we're still black when it's all said and done, and they're still inferior to what we have to offer to America. That's all I got to say. Okay.
We can just move on along.
Migo rapper Quavo.
Go ahead.
Migos rapper Quavo admits that he smashed Nicki Minaj. Sorry. Yo, boo-boo. Quavo from the group Migos just admitted to the world that he used to have a sexual relationship with Nicki Minaj. He disclosed the relationship in his new song, Hunch O Dreams. There has been rumors for months that while Cardi was seeing her husband Offset's uncle Quavo was dating Nicki, some believe that this was the cause of much of the friction between Cardi and Nicki. Offset explained in the song that he and Nicki used to date. He claims that he brought her items, including a Chanel bag, and that Nicki even cooked for him. The track, which seems to be a response to Nicki's Barbie Dreams record, suggests that two MCs were romantically involved at one point, just as many fans have suspected. Quavo raps, she said, "I hurt her feelings 52 times," in reference to Nicki's Beat One interview, in which she told Zane Lowe she was hurt by the whole Monster Sports fiasco. For those who don't remember, Nicki claims she was unaware that Cardi B was on the track after she contributed a verse. The verse goes, "Queen up, Nicki. The queen can't flex on the young bull. Made her scream, Chanel, I brought her two of them. Could you check IG? Because when she posted go up, if she for keeps, only if she come with two of them, I'm be snipping, I can't be whiffing. I know she's feisty, the T-tenders. I'm Hancho Bison, she treats me righteous. Nigga, don't bring me to brag. I be trying to keep it cool. She don't want to be a queen unless she got me. She don't want to be unseen unless we married. No cattle for real. Tea in my double cup. It can't spill. Left a five on the dresser at the hotel. Drunk as hell. Made her cook some roll tail. If the truth hurt them, then I won't tell. Bounce that ass, Nicki. Bounce that ass, Nicki. Shake it, Iggy. Shake it, Iggy. I hurt your feelings." Nicki even said herself, "I love Quavo at all times." On Twitter, I explained how Motorsport came about, and you know people were saying that I was lying, Nicki said. So I text Quavo, and I said, "Hey, just, you know, could you back me up on this, because I don't want people to think I'm lying. What did I have to lie about?" And he didn't back me up. He texted me, and he was like, "I will go on Twitter and back you up if you're my girl, LOL." And that hurt because he's somebody I love him. Okay.
Wow. Okay. Did you just recite that whole verse, somebody's verse?
Yeah.
Okay. Now, I don't know. I'm going to throw my little entertainment part in there. I don't know if you've seen it, but somebody going to mess around and remix and make you like they did. Did you see the remix with 6ix9ine? It's like 6ix9ine, but it's Donald Trump.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. they just remixing and doing anything they want to nowadays and making songs out of it. If y'all can't make a hit record, I don't know what to tell y'all. I'm just saying, they're taking sound bites and make entire verses with it, and it is what it is. Okay. That's my little interjectory. What else we got?
Okay. K. Michelle opens up about feeling trapped in R. Kelly's dysfunctional house. The singer reveals that emotional abuse and manipulation she faced at the hands of the notorious R&B singer. K. Michelle is now sharing heartbreaking details about her relationship with R. Kelly and its eventually demise in a new episode of TV One's Uncensored, which sees celebrities share intimate details about their lives. The singer opens up about the emotional abuse and manipulation she faced at the hands of the infamous R&B singer. And this is an exclusive clip obtained by Essence. K. Michelle admits that she learned a lot about a musical artist from Kelly, but it came at a price. Being in the house offered its own set of dysfunctional issues for me, the singer says in this clip. I remember feeling trapped. If I leave this house, I'm never going to sing. K. Michelle admits that initially she was grateful to R. Kelly because his endorsement helped her land a record deal, as he told execs that she was the female version of him. However, his support meant that she was trapped in his house with no access to her family. I'm having to stay there. I don't see my family. I didn't see anybody but R. Kelly, she alleged of the experience. The singer was eventually able to leave R. Kelly's house, but not after the singer told her, "Ain't nobody gonna want you but Prince of Michael Jackson." "Well, I told him, you walk around with a book and you can't read, so anything is possible," K. Michelle quipped, referencing the fact that R. Kelly is literate, which the singer has admitted in previous songs, as I admit. After leaving, K. Michelle said Kelly cut off all contact with her, refusing to work with her or speak to her. "He really wanted me to talk to me. I lost my friend and my mentor," she said. "A lot of my career and a lot of the things that I went through at the core of it was a man and R. Kelly." So she talked about the trappedness in the crib.
Wow. I didn't know that that's how she got found, was through R. Kelly.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I'm just going to leave it alone. She's a very talented woman. Sorry she had to go through that. But, wow. So, ladies, I mean, these are the type of things, I guess, that y'all go through when you're trying to be an artist and come up. So try to avoid being in those type of situations. Wow, I didn't know Kells was doing it all like that. But, wow. Okay. Now, here's another Michelle. Did you hear about Michelle? I don't even know her last name. The last person of Destiny Child. What's her name? Michelle?
Kelly Rowland? Something. Michelle, I don't know.
Yeah, look, she said Kelly Rowland. Nope, I said Michelle. Right. That girl.
Michelle somebody. Yeah.
Child. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay, she's got her. Now, I don't know. Now, we should come up with a segment called "The Shit That People Watch," the shit working people watch when you're off work. You dig? I was off today, and I fucked around and watched on Wendy Williams. Yeah, how you doing?
Oh, good Lord.
That's
my girl.
I would be, if they offered me to be on that show, I don't know if I would really go. I don't know, because sounds like she'd be, like, trying to pump you up, but then she'd be slamming you at the same time. Because she was talking about Michelle. Okay, apparently she has a talk show coming out. Not a talk show. I apologize. A reality show on television with her and her fiance. His name is Chad. I believe it's called Chad Loves Michelle, like that. Now, I'm interested in it just because she was in Destiny Child, just to see what she's been up to. You know what I mean? You don't really hear much about her. You know, she was in the hospital not too long ago, things like that. But just to see what she's got going on. You know what I mean? But she started slamming on it, talking about she's getting married, they ain't had sex yet, and all this other stuff. And I'm like, are you promoting it or demoting it? I mean, I don't know what you're doing. So if I ever do something like that, smack me across my forehead and be like, get it together. What is you doing? But, yeah. But apparently she has a new reality show coming out. So, people, make sure y'all check that out. She needs that same love that y'all give Beyonce and Kelly Rowland. She really deserves it. She did her thing as much as she could in Destiny Child, and she's a great woman. So please give her some support and check her reality show. I ain't got no time or no dates for y'all. They not paying us around here. But I'm just saying, if you can check it out, check it out. So, sorry,
sure,
I'm trying to be part of this entertainment news tonight. But that's my little
piece. That's it.
Again,
that's all I got. That's all I got. That's all I got. So yours was okay. Okay, okay.
Okay, cool. I was on time then. I was right on time.
Mm-hmm. Right on time.
Okay. So let me see. I don't know if I got no music for y'all. I don't know if I got no music for y'all. Yeah, I don't know if I got no music for y'all. No. Not already ready to go. Let me see. Maybe I'll
ready
something
to go. What?
Yeah. Hey, caught me off guard. We got into that entertainment news. I got all into it. As you can see.
I know. You was like, hey. You, did y'all hear? Did y'all see? Wendy's a hater, you know, but then she's a congratulator. You know, she be hating and congratulating. You know what? Sometimes that be sounding like Miss Unbelievable. I ain't even going to lie, because I was just about to hate on Miss Michelle until you was like, come on, watch it. I was like, oh, damn, let me just not be like Wendy and hate on the show. Let me just keep my comments to myself because we was all positive and I didn't want to sound like a hater, you know, up in here. Thank you very much. I'm just going to say thank you very much. And I hope you watch that. Thank you very much. Tell us about it. You give us an update on the Michelle. And what's her husband's name? I'm sorry, I even missed the
Chad.
Show.
Right. They're a cute little couple, too. They're a cute little couple.
Everybody needs love. Everybody needs love.
Right. Let's see, I don't have no Michelle music over here. I'll probably get bricked if I walk out the building after playing some R. Kelly music. So, hey, I do got some K. Michelle. Yeah, we got some K. Michelle. I guess I'll let you decide on what we could play, what we gonna play tonight. Now, we got something where she's flexing and letting everybody know. I don't know who she's talking to, but she mad. She mad. It's definitely an alert. That's what it's called. It's called alert. We got rounds, which is slowing it down. You dig? We also got, it kind of slows it down a little bit as well, Takes Two featuring Jeremiah. Or we got K. Michelle. We got a VSOP remix. That must be what it's called, VSOP, with her, Young Jeezy, and Rick Ross. Probably the newest one probably would be either the Rounds or Alert.
Let's keep it upbeat. So let's keep it upbeat. Whatever you got that's upbeat, I don't want to slow it down. You know, I don't want to slow it down. Oh no, I just don't want to slow it down. Just keep it rocking, because you know when you play this one, I could be putting on my makeup to go out wherever somebody is.
Right.
I heard somebody.
Okay.
I just got a text. Somebody said that they, in a Monstar page, they said they, you know, at karaoke, we may want to get down there and start at 9 to get our little lalas in. So start getting dressed at the 10:29 or the sushi bar. That's what they said.
I don't know about no karaoke. I don't know about no karaoke. If they got karaoke rap, I might think about it. You think I might do some Ice Babies? You know, I don't even remember the words to none of these songs. I'm going to stop fronting. Let's just get to this K. Michelle. It's called Alert. Monsters Radio, we gonna bring it back right after this.
Hey.
Pass another edible. I'm just trying to do something unforgettable. I feel like I gotta let them know. Salute me, little bitch, I'm the general. Sit it down, be humble, this is K. Dot. And I quit, I was never on the chopping block. All you do is puff and lock. In the same picture, guaranteed you get cropped. My shows, black girls, they like fine wine. When it comes to me and you, it's a fine line. I do this with my eyes closed, this is prime time. I'm about a dollar, little mama, I don't like dimes. Listen, Jose, stay off my timeline. Matter of fact, stay off them white lines. It takes 10 of you, now that's a lifetime. I'm about to kill these hoes, but that's no lifeline. Your man took you to the jeweler yesterday. I told your nigga every kiss begins with
Hunter.
I'm so fly, don't got no feather, bombings, I don't have any leather. I'm a G, seven letter, ABC, send a better. Fuck you up, up and dead. Be humble, I be humble. Your man's a scrub, he fumble. Fuck them rappers, who mumble? I make them rap singing bitches tumble. I am K Dot, last name, not Lamar. You on TV, bitch, but you're not a star. That's a C-class Benz, that is not a car. What's wrong with this bum-ass bitch? Bitches always talking shit about what I ain't done or what I'm gon' do. I done forgot half the shit that you bitches were ever learning your whole entire motherfucking life. I'm the OG ho, and you know it, that's why you motherfucking bastard over there. And I'm motherfucking about this cash. I get the money, ATM, all the money, bitches. Ha! That's why they mad, ho. You jiggy boogie bum-ass bitch. Salute the general, bitch. OG. You just a hoji.
Get your cash up.
Go on, shake that ass up. Get your mind right. Get your cash up.
By special request.
Rush it. Grind tight. To get your cash up, you gotta get your ass up. Better get your gas up. Mash out and man up. You gotta get your grind right. Gotta have your grind tight. You better get your mind right. We're inside on this limelight. Out here we getting it. Smashing through these lanes, yeah, the real recognize real, and these fake ones complain. When it comes to these things, it will always stay the same. Yeah, she'll make you holler for a dollar, but she'll change for a ring. When you out here and you getting it, packing up and you shipping it, you driving around them funny cars, and they wonder how you getting it. When a come up, so come up, even if it's one up, and we ain't giving none up. Till the feds come and run up, just right back to this game, on bail with no shame. Shit, nobody said we was saying, or whatever was gonna change. And this game, real big game, always stay the same. Yeah, you can have these things if you just don't complain. And
get your cash up, get your mind right, get your cash up, 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 get your cash up,
still can't pass up. Swagged up and I'm killing. Chrome marrow, no ceiling. She ain't a dime, I'm chilling. Ain't no need for no dealings. Man, these boys in they villains. Mad about they broads. She want a boss who getting it. Not none of you frauds. About 10 racks in my pocket. Platinum card in my wallet. Don't trip, I got it. Never leaving home without it. Go hard or go home. Keep going till you gone. I rock BBS don't. And get DDS don't. Bad bitches keep it dropping. Sell away, just keep it popping. On one ain't stopping till this whole party rocking. Nelly Dollar got him watching. All eyes wide. Now, baby, bust it open. Let me see your inside.
Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. And papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Go on, shake they ass up. Get your mind right. Get your mind right. Your mama, get your mind right. And papa, keep your grind tight. Get your cash up. Get your cash up. Get your cash up, go on, shake their ass up. But get your mind right. Get your mind right. Little mama, get your mind right. Big papa, keep your grind tight.
Okay. Special Rush, come in by request. Send E-Monster music. Make sure you check me out on SoundCloud and all that other stuff. You can find some old music over there. My Favorite Girl, other things like that. So, whatever. So Friday night. So I guess go ahead and slap out the tips for tonight, you know, on what people could wear and what's going on with all that type of stuff.
You know what I think they should wear tonight?
What's that?
A nice, comfy jogging suit. Seriously, like, you know, pull out the old school, like Nike or, you know, something, or Adidas, you know, throw on your kicks with it and just go old school tonight. Like, feel it. Like, you just be like, woo-hoo.
Okay. So you mean like Run DMC type, you know, the polyester type, or are you talking about like a hoodie joggy?
I'm talking about a polyester one. You know, the one that, you know, take you way back.
Okay, okay, the one you can jam a Kango with. Okay, I got you.
Yes. That one you put that ball cap on. And your girl can wear the ball cap, and you can wear the ball cap, and y'all walk in like, what? Say that. What you got to say? Wear different colors. But y'all just rocking it, like, that's how I'm feeling tonight. I'm coming in gangster.
Right. Okay, I'm feeling that. Hey, ain't nothing like that, the lady with the little hat, especially pull your ponytail out the back like the old Janet Jackson. Seeing that Wednesday night you was Miss Nasty. You dig? Yeah, okay, I'm feeling that.
It's coming now.
Yeah, I'm feeling that.
Put on your kicks, man. Your Adidas, I mean, and then, you know, us females, you know, they got the ones for us, you know. So there's, like, those one pieces where it's all together and it's just one piece and it's, like, an Adidas one piece. Man, rock that. You know, and then if you don't have no kicks, like, you can put on some little cute little heels or whatever with it. I'm telling y'all, just be fly tonight. Like, fly and comfy.
Okay, I'm liking that. You can even wear your Timbos with it. You dig? I'm just saying. Ooh,
absolutely.
Let me stop.
Ooh, no Timbos. No, you messed it up. You messed the Timbos up. We don't want no Timbos. We're not rocking the Timbos tonight. You know, we rocked them last week. I'm talking about just being comfy because it's that weather. You know what I'm saying? It's that weather that you just want to just sit back, because when you get back to the crib, it ain't nothing to just unzip that, you know, take it off. Because you can wear, like, a little tee up underneath it, or you can wear, like, your own, like, you can have your logos up on your outfits and stuff. So, I mean, you really can, like, just rock it tonight. Feel you.
Right. Okay. So, all right. We're gonna
what
go
you got
ahead,
for the
and,
men?
I thought that, like, went both ways there with the whole outfit
ensemble. Oh, you
went
both ways? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay,
no,
gotcha.
I'm saying,
okay.
I thought that's what that was. We ain't got much time. I'm trying to squeeze another song in on the way out. You're trying to give them a whole wardrobe.
I thought, you know, just give them something, you know. But, man, okay, we could twinsies. All
right,
twinsies.
Right. Okay, so you got any shout-outs on the way out?
You know, shout-out just being having a safe weekend. Get out, do something, enjoy yourself. And have fun. Like, it's all about the fun.
That's what's up. Okay. Now, actually, let's see. It's the song I wanted. Look, the song I wanted ain't even in here. Wow. Okay. How y'all doing? Okay. So, I guess that's what we're going to do on our way up out of here. Let's see. Don't forget, Monday is Monstrous Monday, where we set you guys up for the week. We talk about what we did over the weekend, what you did over the weekend. Set up for Takeover Tuesday, where you guys can call in and take over the radio. And then we got Wednesday nights, which is Wet Wednesday, where it's not all slow, but it's definitely sexy. And then we got Comic Cafe. We can call in and vent. We don't want you to get 30 days from hurting coworkers. And then we're back here again. Friday Night Live, getting y'all ready for the weekend, giving y'all fashion tips and so much more. Let's see. Matter of fact, here's a song I want to play on my way up out of here. I want to play something sexy. So sometimes when we go out, you know what I mean? Sometimes we just go out to chill. and then we don't had a couple drinks, or, you know, we feeling good, and now we're in the Uber, we're in the cab, whatever, whatever, because we're not drinking and driving, and now we feeling somebody, and now we sending messages, or as we call sexting. This is my song, Sexting, featuring Dub Nietzsche, Monstrous Radio. Hope y'all have a great night. You dig? Monstrous Radio Live.
Thank you all for listening. Wow. Peace. Be safe tonight.
Ooh, got me crazy. That's for some.
Waiting on the tour to go. I'm at the hotel when there ain't nothing on. Now I'm sitting all alone, so I'm playing with my phone. Now I'm on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Now she Instagram and Poppy, come play with her. Okay, mommy, but what you trying to do? She said, get monstrous with you and send some pics too. Oh, now it's body language, whatever reposition. Now she got the dog requesting pics of the kitten. She sent the video, so I sent the video. She's so turned up, oh, we so turned up. 30 minutes away, OMW on my way. She GPS away, IJS don't play. Yeah, y'all, we smashed all day. She was squirting every way from the monster, whole play. And it's...